the week's cases for the week ending August 1st, 2025, by Alvin Astor, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Racism and gang enhancements is perfectly fine. You know, sometimes deciding on the outrage of the week is a challenge. Not this week. Remember the Racial Justice Act, RJA? Quote, the state shall not seek or obtain a criminal conviction or seek, obtain, or impose a sentence on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin, close quote. Penal Code Section 745A. Clear? The defense claim here is that there was racism in the charging and sentencing of the defendant for gang enhancements, citing statistical evidence of disproportionate gang allegations against Hispanics in the county. Incredibly, the Court of Appeals says that, quote, the petition is deficient because it fails to allege facts showing a qualifying offense as the basis for the asserted RJA violations. Instead, it relies solely on charging and sentencing of gang enhancements, which do not fall within the scope of the relevant statutory provisions, close quote. Yes, you read that right. Racism in gang enhancements, and maybe racism in any enhancement, is just fine. Why? Well, the defense doesn't claim that the defendant was charged with or convicted of a more serious offense than folks of other races, and the defense doesn't claim that the defendant was sentenced to a longer term than folks from other races. Quote, instead, petitioner only identifies gang enhancements as the source of the alleged disparity, asserting that they constitute a more serious charge imposed disproportionately on Hispanic defendants, close quote. The Court of Appeals says that's not enough to establish a prima facie showing of a violation of the RJA, again, because he only shows statistics that, quote, Hispanics receive a significantly higher percentage of felony enhancements, close quote. Outrage of the weekend is a serious contender for outrage of the year. In re Huerta, F088041, 729-25-CA-5th. Resisting arrest. Actual knowledge the arresting person is an officer is not required. For a violation of Penal Code Section 148, resisting arrest, must the defendant actually know that the person he's resisting is a police officer? In 1988, a Court of Appeal ruled that PC 148 only requires that the defendant, quote, through the exercise of reasonable care, should have known that the person attempting to make the arrest is an officer, close quote. Lopez, 188 Calap 3rd, 592, review denied. In 2019, a Court of Appeal ruled that PC 148, quote, requires proof of actual and not merely constructive knowledge, close quote, in re AL, 38 Calap 5th, 15, review denied. Then a year later, another panel of the same Court of Appeal, different justices, ruled that actual knowledge was not required, saying that willfully in PC 148 doesn't mean that the defendant must have actual knowledge that the person he is resisting is a police officer. It only requires that he acted intentionally. McGrath, 58 Calap 5th, 317, review also denied. Earlier this year, yet another Court of Appeal jumped in, saying that McGrath was correct and AL was wrong, the Court of Appeal concluding that it's enough that the defendant knew or reasonably should have known that the person being resisted was a police officer. Cerna 109 Calap 5th, 963, review denied. This Court of Appeal agrees with McGrath. Justice Wiley issued a truly weird concurrence. Second issue, they affirmed denial of a Pitches 11 Cal 3rd, 531 motion. There was video of the police conduct. The Court of Appeals says that video captured the police interactions with the defendant. The Court of Appeals says that the defendant, quote, could not credibly dispute the content of these videos, nor did he offer a plausible alternative scenario of excessive force by the deputies that somehow escaped the cameras. There was no evidence deputies Winter and Williams used excessive force in their efforts to detain Gresham or that they made false reports about the incident, close quote. The Court of Appeal in McGrath said that when there's video, you must make a showing, quote, plausibly describing how some specific conduct that had not been captured on video might have been misrepresented by one of the officers or might constitute excessive force, close quote. I'm sure this will be raised every time we seek Pitches discovery. If there is video, you must make a viable claim that the video is fake or edited in some way or that the misconduct you're alleging wasn't captured by the cameras. People versus Gresham, B332270. 728-25 CA 2nd Division 8. Defendant was entitled to PC 1473.7 relief, lack of understanding and prejudice. PC 1473.7 permits a court to vacate a plea on a finding that, quote, the conviction or sentence is legally invalid due to a prejudicial error damaging the moving party's ability to meaningfully understand, defend against, or knowingly accept the actual or potential adverse immigration consequences of a conviction or sentence, close quote. The Court of Appeal articulates what the defendant has to show to obtain relief, quote, that, quote, one, he did not meaningfully understand the immigration consequences of the plea, and two, he was prejudiced thereby. There is a reasonable chance he would have rejected the plea, close quote. The Court of Appeal says that, quote, even if the motion is based on errors by counsel, close quote, no finding of ineffective assistance of counsel, IAC, is required. Quote, a finding of ineffective assistance of counsel under the Sixth Amendment is not required for Benitez to prevail in a Section 1473.7 motion, close quote. See Penal Code Section 1473.7A1. Here, the Court of Appeal reverses the trial court's denial of the 1473.7 motion. The defendant testified that he didn't understand that the drug charges to which he pled guilty were aggravated felonies under federal law requiring mandatory deportation. The Court of Appeal says that this was corroborated because the defendant's lawyer advised him to consult with an immigration attorney. The AG relies on the plea form, but the Court of Appeal says that a plea form, quote, does not substitute for the advice of counsel, and it is not a categorical bar to relief, close quote. The Court of Appeal describes the defendant's life in the U.S. and concludes that it supports the defendant's, quote, claim that remaining in the United States was of particular importance to him, close quote, thereby establishing prejudice. People v. Benitez Torres, G 063-400, 723-25, CA 4th, Division 3.